Y'all saw me and my boo looking mad cute on New Year's Eve.
And I thought she said her boob. But she didn't. She said, yeah, they all saw my boo on Instagram. I said, they saw your boob? Did you have a nip slip on Insta? What?
And in case you didn't know, you're here with us on A Teachers Who Talk Crime
Podcast. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome back to our second teacher story episode, where we do not have the star students, but we do have star teachers, and our jingles are slightly different, and our music is different, but we are still the same.
Exactly the same. But, you know, it is 2023, and I think we just need to thank all of you who are OG listeners for one of the best years of our lives.
Literally. It was such a good year.
It was so great. Like, it hasn't even been our 1 year birthday yet.
It really hasn't. We started in March.
Yeah, so we're almost there. But, you know, we're here because of you guys. And, you know, if it wasn't for you guys loving our podcast and supporting us and encouraging us, you know, we wouldn't be here. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. 2023 is Teacher Talk Crime year. I'm getting a new studio office here. Ashley just gave me some 2 to 5 year news that just made my whole life for the next 2 to 5 years. And she did not show her boob on Instagram.
So that's
in 2023.
I just sold my very handsome man. Yeah.
Yes. Not your weekend looking man.
I know. Period.
That was the big reveal, guys. Like,
it was. If you didn't know. It was. And I really think that was our most viewed story to date.
I think it was. Like, I mean, you were looking like a whole meal.
I was looking like a Big Mac, a number one extra large. You feel me?
Yeah. I love it. I mean, it's our year.
He was cute too. Like, you know, whatever.
He is. It really is going to be our year. Yep. We are doing some different stuff.
Yes.
You'll see it. You'll hear it. You'll know about it. It's going to be very obvious. No sneakery going on.
Sneakery.
I made that word up.
I like it. I think they need to add it to the dictionary.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you submit that?
We'll figure it out. Okay. But okay. I like that word. Yep. Sneakery. I think that's my word of the year. Sneakery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No sneakery going on here.
No tomfoolery and no sneakery.
Mm-hmm. So we do have things coming up. I know that our OGs are the ones that listen to our teacher story episodes because it has nothing to do with crime. We're not doing a murder. We're not doing a happy hour. Mm-hmm. We are going to jump back on our happy hours, though. So pay close attention to that.
Yes. No more toenails. No more toenails. Yep.
No more toenails.
Even though I'm low-key gonna miss them, I like calling them the toenails.
But, the little toenail moons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just dangling up in the sky.
I'm crying.
So, things are coming up. Like I said, I know here, for me, I am getting new teeth in 2023.
Okay.
I'm doing Invisalign. It just came in the mail.
Okay.
So excited.
You know, I was thinking about getting that, too. I was thinking about it. I just didn't pull trig yet.
It took me a while. It actually took, my thing was, is I knew that I was going to do it when James proposed. But okay. I like kept putting it off. I was like, oh, well, I'm going to do it whenever he proposes because then I'll want new teeth for the wedding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I finally just pulled back and did it.
Okay. I like that. We're going to have to talk more about that because I think I need some.
Yeah, it's one of my biggest insecurities. So, you know, fix it and let's, you know, get that going.
Hashtag fix it and let's get it on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yep. But y'all know that we don't do the star student on these episodes. If you didn't know that, you need to learn because that's from the first teacher story episode that we did. We do star teachers.
Yep, we do maestra. Estrella.
Yep.
I think I could be wrong with that. Yeah.
You don't look at me because I don't know.
But I think I did that right. I think I did it right. Maestra Estrella.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I'm doing the jiggle first, right?
You know, I don't know.
Do we say them and then do the jingle? It's been a long time. I don't.
No. You do the jingle first.
I do the jingle first. Okay.
Yes, you do the jingle.
Okay, because you know mm-hmm. the other one, it comes at the end. So, you know.
Yes.
Oh, we're a little new to this teacher stories. It's only our second one. So just bear with us. Mm-hmm. I might edit this all out. I might keep it. I'd probably keep it. You know, y'all like our personalities. So I feel like this really shows who we are. So I think I'm just going to keep it. I like it.
Okay.
But anyway, on to the jingle. It goes, teacher, teacher, you're so cool. You're the reason why they come to school. Star teachers.
Ah, crowd goes wild.
Ah, you're the best teacher. I love you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And we each pick one, mm-hmm. and they come from Instagram. Again, they don't know that they're being picked. They probably don't follow us. They might follow us. Who knows? Hopefully they follow us. Maybe they listen. Maybe they don't. But these are accounts on Instagram that inspire other teachers through, like, creativity ideas, just everyday life ideas. Mm-hmm. Anybody that we've seen on Instagram that, you know, really engages in their followers or are just really spreading a positive message.
Yeah.
So the one I picked today is the Sister Educators.
Okay.
Clearly they're sisters and clearly they're educators.
No way. For real?
Yeah. I wonder how they came up with that name.
For real. That's crazy. I like it.
So sister number one has been teaching for 5 years and sister number two doesn't have an amount of years that she's been teaching, but she teaches 7th through 12th English HOD. I don't know what HOD means, but I'm assuming honors, maybe? Honors, huh? Mm-hmm.
I was like head of district, head of discipline.
Head of department.
Maybe.
Huh.
Yeah.
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 And they have some just really cool ideas on their page. They do fashion for, you know, teachers. They do ideas for the classroom. They do ideas online. They post their travels, different things like that. So go give them a follow if you would like some really cute ideas.
Okay. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
And my star teacher is Magical Learning Adventure. I know she is also on TikTok as well. Her name is Julia. She's a third grade teacher. So shout out to her because we both teach the same grade. I really picked Julia because I always see her outfits and they are the most adorable things. And if I was a student in her class, I would be absolutely obsessed with her just because her outfits are always on point. They're always festive and it's just what I strive to be, but I'm poor.
She thrifts a lot of her clothes, though. I follow her on both platforms as well, and I, like, love her.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that she will wear whatever she... One of her biggest things is, like, wear what you feel yes. like wearing. And I love that, but it's like I don't carry the confidence that she carries to just wear anything.
And like all of her outfits, like I'm scrolling right now, bomb, every single one of them. Mm-hmm. Like the combination, like Picasso.
She gives very much Miss Frizzle. No.
Yeah.
Frizzle.
No. Frizzle.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Frizzle vibes.
Oh, 100%. I love it.
I love her.
Yeah, but shout out to y'all.
Beep, 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 beep.
Because I already know your classes are lit.
Yes. So those were our star teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So give them a shout and a follow.
Yes.
And all the things.
Yes. All of the things. They deserve it.
Okay. So we will just jump right into our teacher stories. And here we go. Sit down. Shut up. The stories are about to begin.
Ahora. So this story is coming from Tired TA. Hey, Tired TA. And she says, I'm back with more stories. And thank you for coming back with more stories because we love them.
Hers are always good ones.
They are. It says, I survived the holidays. Lord knows it's been a battle. Child. Yes. My classroom has changed a ton since I now work with a new head teacher whom I love. I only have 5 kiddos in my class. We are an 8-to-1-to-3 model. 8-to-1-to-3.
I was trying to figure it out too when I read it and I was writing this up and everything, but those numbers are amazing. So literally, I don't know like what an 8-to-1-to-3 model exactly is, but like she is, so they're like way smaller classes. Like
100, to us, yeah.
Mean, mm-hmm. To me and you, a small class would be like 10 to 12.
Child.
But like they're even smaller than that.
I'm thinking, so let me think. If I'm using my teacher brain, an 8-to-1, I think it's 8 students to 1 teacher to 3 paras? Because what's the 3? It has to be another.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe. Let me.
I'm just guessing here. I'm just guessing.
That would make sense.
Tire TA, if you're listening, are we correct? We'd love to know.
Let's see. Oh, wait. Pulls up Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3.
Okay, well, I know it's not that model, but again, Tire TA, if you're listening, let us know if I was correct with the 8 teachers to 1 student to 3 paraprofessionals, 3 aides, 3 additional adults.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So back to it. And my favorites have for sure been established. We even have a notebook of quotes from them, plus our staff. I'll add some of my favorites to the end. Today, though, I have 2 stories of 2. From my not-so-favorite munchkins, but I love them nonetheless.
We all have those.
We do. One I'll call Bryce, and the other I'll call Charlie, for the sake of storytelling. Here's number 1. Bryce likes to hit, kick, and basically go Karate Kid on our butts when he's irritated. Oh, wow. It's his problem behavior, hence why he's in our program. It's mainly attention-seeking, and alas, I am now public enemy number 1. The other week, though, he went a little wild. He got outside, and of course, my little legs were racing after him. He was holding one of those teacher pointer things, and the next thing I knew, he's behind me, holding it against my neck, trying to unsubscribe me from life. Oh my goodness. That description.
Yep. I know.
Spot on. I say, educators, we are really one of a kind. I love that. When everything was said and done, he did apologize, but I will say I will never name a child Bryce as a result of a wild goddamn Tuesday.
There's a list, though, I feel like an ongoing list in every teacher's brains of all of the names that they cannot name their future children.
Oh, I have a long list.
Yep.
And yep. Most of them are boys. So luckily, I'm in the clear for right now. Because I only have Skylar and Aria. But in the event that I do become with child and it is a boy, that child might be named Anonymous.
No name.
Yup, just blank.
You are no name Brant.
Blank Brant.
Blank Brant. Yeah.
I like
that. That's a good one.
I kind of like that. B squared. That's what I'll call him.
Yeah.
Oh my
Look
goodness.
At us coming out with teaching. You know, name for your future children.
You know, we got to be unique up in here, you know?
Yep.
Okay. So next up is Charlie. I had upset him by forgetting a promise I had made to him. And the next thing I know, this 5'3 kid is all up in my bubble. And it was Halloween. And funny enough, he was dressed as the Grim Reaper. Wow.
That's terrifying.
Yes, because my school does not allow any scary type of costumes. Like,
ours can't wear masks.
We can't wear those either. Or bring like swords or like other things. Mm-hmm. Little did I know, once again, my subscription to life was not renewed. He tried to attack me saying I was dead meat. And when I tell you I ran like hell away while he was being held back, I ran like Forrest Gump on speed. Red Bull in my hand, but not spilling a drop. Again, we are talented human beings.
We really are. Jack of all trades. Like, master yes. of none.
We are marathon runners, educators,
ninjas,
therapists, nurses. Sometimes yeah. we're moms. You know?
Yeah.
The hats just don't end. Shout out to us. Yeah, my job is crazy, the understatement of the century, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I've gotten so much love from my students. My favorite buddy, I'll call him Antonio, tried to start beef with Bryce because he tried to unalive my favorite teacher, to which I had to explain that he can't fight my battles for me. And he, Antonio, convinces Bryce to apologize to me. He also yells at me if I don't eat the school lunches / when I don't pack a lunch. On to the quotes tired TA promised us from her notebook. Here's the first one. I appreciate you, Miss Tire TA, for putting up with my bullshit. Yes.
If we could get more slack from our students, like, I feel like that was a genuine thanks from a child.
Yeah, I feel like it's real. Like, if, like, for a student to be like, you know what, thanks, you know, you put up with my shit. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
I would actually really respect that.
I wouldn't even be mad at the crest. I'd be like, yep, you are correct.
Exactly. Here's the second one. That's why your birth certificate is an apology letter from the condom factory.
What would you say if one of your students said that to you?
I would honestly have laughed. I would have broke down and just started laughing because that is really clever and actually really funny.
I feel like I would have said, I feel like knowing me, just on my feet with my students that I am, I would have said something even like more smart ass back. And mm-hmm. I feel like I would have then gotten in trouble.
Yeah. If a third grader said that to me, I would one, laugh. And I would two, be like, how do you know these things? A condom factory? Like, come on now.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Here's the next one. Your P's and Q's. It means mind your damn business. And okay.
And we were just talking about P's and Q's the other day.
We were. And shout out to the people who commented and let us know what that meant.
Yes.
Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate that.
You're meaner than a bucket of green beans. I had no idea that green beans were mean. So now I know.
I didn't know they came in buckets.
Mm-hmm. You know? And if you put them in buckets, I mean, you must love them. So maybe they're not so mean.
I don't know. I feel like that's a kid being raised by their grandparents.
That does sound like a Nana and Pop-Pop thing to say.
It does.
You know what, Timmy? You're meaner than a bucket of green beans. No, Nana. Like, I could see it. Yeah. 100%. Oh, my gosh. White people can't say bet. I'm sorry. Is there a rule book?
So I had a kid the other day. We have a smart board, okay? Our uh-huh. smart board comes in 4 ink colors.
Yep.
Black, red, green, blue.
Yep.
Whatever pen you pick up, that's the color it's about to write.
Yep.
And I mean, I know there's a way to somehow change all those colors, but then you can never save them. So you always get black, red, green, blue.
Mm-hmm.
So we were solving a problem or whatever. And I was like, all right, everybody look at the black X. And one of my kids under his breath goes, I mean, that's kind of racist. Now I turned around. I was like, you've got to be kidding me right now.
The way that these children throw around the word racist, like...
Oh, I know. They have, like, no idea what they're even saying. I said, sir, the color of the ink just so happens to be black.
Yeah.
And the letter X is a letter in the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Q, R, S, T, U, V.
W, X, Y, and Z.
You know?
And there you go.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah.
I'm sure you didn't. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. And our final quote. Miss Tire TA, stop the caffeine. You're going to start shrinking. You know, I feel like I might have heard something about caffeine stunting your growth. I could be wrong.
But don't, like, aren't we already fully grown as, like, adults?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to have another, like, growth spurt. I'm 5'5". I'm not going to go to, like, 5'8".
No, but you can shrink because my grandma, she's up there in age, and child, she is tiny.
She's shrinking.
And I don't think she was ever. I don't think she's ever as small as she was right now. Like, she is, like, tiny.
James's grandma's shrinking.
Yeah, I think it's a thing.
Yeah,
it's definitely a thing.
Hmm.
Mm. But wow, Miss Tartia, thank you so much for your stories. I'm also going to be praying for you, girl, because that job sounds like a lot, but you enjoy it, and I like that. I'm glad.
I do like that she enjoys her job, even though it's crazy, and I hope she keeps that job because her stories need to keep on coming.
Yeah, just send another one.
Yep.
And another. Another one.
And keep up with that book, that notebook. And as you just write those things down, let us know.
No, you should seriously like consider publishing it, because that sounds like that's like a hilarious thing. And like throw in some stories that go along with like what happened with why they said that. Just make sure on the dedication page, you just thank your girl Brandy.
I wish I had started a notebook like my first year.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Because now when I want to tell stories, I can't really think. I know that I have had things said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I really, you know, can't think of all of them.
I remember one in particular. I was teaching in the inner cities of Wilmington, and these two boys got in a fight, and I like tried to separate them. I don't know if I've told this story before. And I was like, what are you doing? And he like turned around and like his face was leaking. He was just like, he just hit me in my effing face. And when I looked at him, I literally was like, oh shit. Because his face was leaking. And I was I was just so like taken aback by how much his face was leaking that I was literally like, oh shit.
I need to call somebody that's higher up in the totem pole than me.
It was wild. Like that shirt, I think I just recently threw it away, but there were like little teeny tiny like blood spatters on it. Because when he turned around, it was like, oh gosh.
Oh.
Yeah, good time, good times. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's my turn.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So these next ones that I'm going to talk about were not actually submitted to us. But, you know, as teachers, we find ourselves in those, like, weird Facebook groups. And I don't say weird, but everybody's part of those Facebook groups that they joined back in 2010 and they never actually left the Facebook group. And I am in a middle school math Facebook group, which I love because I get a ton of ideas from there and I get a ton of content from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted in there not too long ago for any teacher in that group that wanted to send in whatever they found funny or crazy, their own little personal teacher snippets. And these are the comments that I got back.
Okay.
So, comment number one. Once I had a sub catch a kid snorting another kid's antibiotics. Okay.
I have so many follow-up questions.
I did too. That was all that they wrote. So we need the elaboration on that one.
Yeah, because like, was the kid aware that it was antibiotics and was he feeling sick and just wanted to feel better quicker? Or like, kids do the darnest things, I tell you.
This next one goes right along in that scenario because it says, quote, in my first practicum, I had a student, quote, smoke Smarties in class, and my teacher and I thought it was a vape.
Oh, do you remember those days?
Yes, when people were snorting. They were snorting Smarties.
Yes, I remember when they would, I can't remember how, what would you crush them? And then they would like, I can't remember.
I do remember that trend though.
I do as well. I remember.
It was kind of like the Tide Pod trend. Remember when everybody was eating Tide Pods?
Oh my gosh, that was the dumbest thing I ever did see.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's number three. Okay. A sub once pressed the emergency button connected to the principal's office to report pornography in the classroom when a student was reading Captain Underpants. I don't think they brought that sub back.
Pornography?
Yeah. So we have had some kids. I don't know. You know, granted, okay, I teach 8th grade. I know that they all know about the birds and the bees. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, 8th grade, you know. But what they don't understand is they are given Chromebooks. And for some reason, they have this weird thing that they think these Chromebooks belong to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they forget that everything that you do on said Chromebook that is linked to the district's network, we can see.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been on OnlyFans recently.
In school?
Yeah. But then the bigger question is, you know, I brought it up because I was like, as somebody who's on social media, why are we mad that they're searching OnlyFans as eighth graders. Why are we not more concerned with whose credit card are they using to subscribe to these OnlyFans pages? Uh-huh. Because they don't have credit cards. You're in the eighth grade.
Yeah. And you, from my understanding, you can't view it unless you have paid.
Correct.
You know, that's really bizarre. But speaking of OnlyFans, I don't know if I ever told y'all this story. When I was pregnant with the twins and I went out on maternity leave, my long-term sub was a porn star.
Whoa. Yep. Did not see that one coming.
Yep. My long-term sub was a porn star. Yes. Yes. And the reason why we found out that she was a porn star.
How did you discover this?
One of the parents, specifically a father, was like, hey. Know who you got up in?
Kind of familiar.
You know who you got up in here, and I was just like, "Oh."
I would have been like, "Sir, how do you know that?" And better yet, does your wife know that you know that?
Yeah, like it was crazy. It was crazy, child. But yeah, keep going, because after this,
okay,
I'm still stuck on the pornography of Captain Underpants. I just where how.
So comment number four says, a student brought a bee to class on purpose. He captured it at lunch and kept it in a Ziploc bag. It escaped the plastic bag prison. The entire class watched as it crawled all over his face, then down into his sweatshirt. We also all watched the boy screech and dance around the room wildly. He never brought another bee to class after that. The bee, however, was safely returned to the wild. No bees were harmed in the making.
I'm just going to say this right off the bat. If a bee is crawling down my shirt, I'm sorry, he's not making it out alive. I know we're not supposed to kill bees, but that bee?
Yeah.
No, I would have stopped, dropped, and rolled him, okay? There's no way. There's no way that you are going to crawl. You're going to invade my privacy. And you just gonna
get. But you are the one that brought it in the building.
Here's the thing. I'm not saying I brought it in the building. I'm saying if ever a bee wanted to violate me in that way, he's not making it out alive, okay?
Safe.
You just want to let y'all know.
So, and I know that we've talked about this, some of these situations before on other episodes, but comment number five says, I once had a second grader show us her dad's weed garden during remote learning.
Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. I know that dad was mortified.
I'd be like, sweetie, can I have your dad's number some conferences?
Yeah, we need to schedule a parent-teacher conference. Meow.
I wonder if she, like, knew, or if like they were talking about the plant cycle or something, and she was like, oh, let me show you this.
I mean, probably not, because second graders just like to share things. Like, they just like to I mean, my third graders do too. Like, I'll be in the middle of the teaching, they'll be like, I saw a butterfly yesterday, and I'm like, I teach reading and we are talking about nothing related to insects.
Yeah,
but thank you for your contribution.
Eighth graders still do it, like, in the middle. Like, I have two kids, and when their hand goes up, I kid you not, the question out of my mouth every single time their hand goes up is this related to math?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go, well, nope, is it related to math? And then they'll go, well, is it related to what we're talking about right now? Well, no, then it doesn't need to be said.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I have to do every time. Mm-hmm. Or it will be the most off-the-wall thing. That has nothing, and I don't even know how they thought it connected to our lesson, because it doesn't ever.
You know, they just want to get the thoughts out. They just want to share. That's all.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
They do, and that's fine. But just not maybe like in the middle of my lesson.
Yeah, while you're getting this good learning.
Mm-hmm. So comment number six. I have two more. One more comment. So comment number six. So earlier this week, I confiscated a note that said, "quote." How to make your teacher happy by finding her a boyfriend because she is always mad. As if that's the reason that I'm actually always mad. It most certainly can't be the fact that they just don't listen the first three times I say something. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I have to say that when I started talking to my boyfriend, like before we were like boyfriend, girlfriend, one of my students was like, Ms. Brandt, you just seem happy lately. And I was like, excuse me? He was just like, I don't know. You just seem happy. I like it. I was like, thank you.
I think it was my second year at the school that I'm at now. So this was like 2018, I think. And I mean, I wasn't like in a serious relationship. So I was casually dating as one young 20-year-old does. And I remember, keep in mind, I teach eighth graders, so all they like to think about is the birds and the bees. And I just came in one day really happy in a really good mood, and one of them said, Miss Dozier must have got some last night.
I'm crying.
Got what? I went, got what, sir? What?
Got a full 8 hours rest. Yes, you thank Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise him. Won't he do it? Okay.
Mind your business. Yeah. Oh, so, man. Comment number 7. The first time I was left alone as a student teacher, pause real quick because that is very illegal in the state of Alabama. I don't know about other states, but a student teacher cannot be left alone in a room with students.
Yeah, that's definitely illegal.
Yeah. And the rest of this sentence is very concerning, actually. Okay. The first time I was left alone as a student teacher, I had to stick my hand down a girl's shirt to retrieve the class tarantula that had crawled up her shirt and down her V-neck while she was holding it. The whole class watched me.
Nah, girl. First of all, a tarantula?
As a class pet?
What? And you chose to hold it, so you were retrieving said tarantula. And the minute I would have found out that the class pet that I was placed in had a tarantula, excuse me, I'm going to need to go down the street, across the corner, because I can't be in, because if he get out, I'm an A-Town stomp him. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I don't like bugs, if y'all haven't guessed it, if y'all haven't realized at this point in time.
I feel like it would have been more of like a, okay, Simon says, untug your shirt. Simon says, shimmy it out. Simon says, do the flap, flap, flap on the shirt.
I'm not Simon says, stop, drop, and roll. And yeah. Crush it.
Yeah, it's a little concerning. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just like the bee and just like the tarantula, they wouldn't have made it out. Mm-mm. Mm. Mm-mm. Get a new class pet. Get a nice little fish. Okay?
Yeah. Why are we trying to get elaborate with class pets these days?
I had a bearded dragon.
See, that's even weird to me.
His name was Cisco.
Yeah, I know. We don't have a class pet.
He was great. I got him funded. We have a
wasp nest outside my window, and there's some that just kind of trickle in every now and then.
Yeah, that doesn't count as a pet. That is more of a nuisance, if you will. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we had, what was it, gerbils or hamsters in the middle school, and they, like, got out of the cage. They were like, be on the lookout for it. And I was like, if I find a creature... in my classroom, best belief.
Mm-mm. Oh, we have squirrels in our ceiling at school. And so when I'm on planning period and it's dead silent because I'm the only one in my room,
no.
You can hear them in the ceiling just like running around.
No.
Yep.
No. You sure they not raccoons or something?
See, I think they're rats, but, you know, the maintenance man says they're squirrels to ease our mind.
I mean, depending on how you look at a squirrel, it could just be, you know, a tree rat.
Could be a very large rat.
Okay. We're going to have to do something about those rat squirrels you got going on.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to record it next time. Like, it is even, like, in our copy room, because it's a small, like, space.
Uh-huh.
If you're making copies in the morning and nobody else is in there, you can hear them moving around. And the first time I ever heard it, it terrified me.
I just have a fear that they're, like, just procreating up there, and one day they're just going to rain from the ceiling.
They that might. And our old principal thought it was hilarious to go to a taxidermist and buy a squirrel that was stuffed, and he put it on a little remote control car as a joke and, like, zoom, zoom, zoomed around the school.
I mean, I would laugh about it now, but I may have had to leave work because I might have peed on myself.
Yep.
So
now we have a remote control stuffed squirrel.
It's car, still there.
I think. Yep.
Oh, okay. That's fun. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Mm-hmm. The leader of the squirrel rats. Cool.
That should be our mascot. Squirrel rat.
It should.
Unite.
It should.
Yeah. I vote for a new mascot change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely not ones that live in the ceiling. Mm-mm. Yeah. It's my turn now, right?
It is.
Okay, cool. This listener says, first off, I absolutely love y'all's podcast. Thank you so much. We love you too. I haven't listened to them all, and I look forward to each Monday so I can listen on the way to my second job. Shout out to you having a second job, because
I swear
I have no energy. Mm-mm. About 2 years ago, I was teaching in a behavioral school, and I taught K to second grade. These little loves would literally act a fool, but I loved my time there. If it weren't for my admin, I would still be there. Well, anyway, I was reading the story to a bunch of 5 to 7 year olds, Farmer Tucker. And of course,
you already know where this is going. Mm-hmm.
And of course, I was trying to be fun and animate the whole to hold their interest. So as I was reading, I accidentally get faster and faster. And instead of saying Farmer Tucker, I switched the first two letters. Out loud, I said, Tarmer Fuckers Farm. I tried.
You know the author of this book did that shit on purpose.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
He said, watch this. This is going to be so funny when a kindergarten teacher is reading this.
Yeah, we see what you're doing and we appreciate it. But just know we concentrate really hard for books like that, okay?
Yep. Organism and orgasm.
Oh my gosh, yes. It still haunts me to this day. Oh my gosh. I tried not to draw any attention to it, but my TA that was in the room couldn't hold it together. She was dying laughing, so I started laughing hysterically. Then one of my little loves shouted, "Ooh, Miss M said a bad word." I thought to myself, child, you say the F word every fourth word you speak.
Facts.
It happens that way.
Facts.
Oh, dang. It's always the ones who be like, "Ooh, you said a bad word." Like, how you even know? How you know? Mm-hmm. What you be saying?
I just, in eighth grade too. Okay, so you guys know, like, my school or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I understand, like, we have kids that they curse worse than I could ever even imagine cursing. And then when you say something to them, they're like, what? And I'm like, would you say that in front of your parents? And they're like, yeah. And then you have to sit back. Mm-hmm. And I've had to reflect the 2 weeks leading up to Christmas break, you know, they were just kind of like off the chain.
Yes.
And I had one teacher that was like, well, how old are you, Dozier? And I was like, I'm 30. And they were like, yeah, so are some of these kids' parents. So, like, they're not really, like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they speak the what they hear at home. And, you know, that's what they hear. But no one's teaching them how to know a time and place.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just mm-hmm. like anytime, anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, what's it called? It's kind of like code switching. You got to turn it off, you know, because people going to be looking at you crazy. They going to be looking at your parents crazy. And, you know, ain't nobody trying to judge anybody's parenting, because parenting, I have to say, is the hardest job I've ever had in my entire life. Okay.
Yeah.
I am always refining and tweaking everything that I'm doing with the girls, because some that might work for 1 month don't work the next month, because they're evolving. I'm evolving. We're evolving together. It's a lot, but one thing that I like to make sure is that I don't speak using those words in front of the girls, because I don't want them to accidentally drop it, and, you know, then
and they might one day, but and, you know, it's okay as long as they know a time and place. Like you said, code switch. Mm-hmm. You're not going to speak to your grandmother the way you would go and speak to your pastor. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you're not going to speak to your best friend the way you speak to your pastor. Yeah. Just like you're not going to dress for the club the same way you would dress to go to church. Like,
I'm crying. Some people
there's
do
a
that.
Time of they actually do. Yes, they do. And the Lord does not care. He's just happy you're there.
Yes,
but,
he does. But everybody else cares.
They're judging. Mm-hmm. Karens are judging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anywho, rant over.
Yes.
So this is more of a positive story instead of our, like, yikes on tykes on bikes stories. Mm-hmm. And this is why we do what we do. These are the moments that we wait for. And this story did come with a picture. So I have rewritten it in a way to best describe the picture, if that makes any sense. So the person who sent this in sent in a picture and wrote the story using details from the picture. So I've had to rewrite a little bit of it.
Okay.
So student A is a fourth grader, male student, and has behavior problems. and has displayed these problems for a few years. This particular week, they have been sent to my room twice because of their behavior issues. Student B, a female, who is in the picture with student A, is one of my higher readers in the class. I had convinced him to read with her, and it was truly such a joy for me to watch them two read together. It made my heart so full. He might still have issues to work through, but this moment shows how sweet he can be. It also shows how capable he really is. As teachers, we have to remember that students who act out have other reasons for doing so, and when we listen to them, it can really change things. Mm-hmm. This was the beginning of what I hope is a breakthrough for this student, but only time can tell.
Oh.
And two, I think what the reason I did choose this story is because students begin to take notice in their levels of learning very early on. I know in eighth grade, like, our students know who's sped and who's not. And it's not because the teachers have called it out and pointed it out and done this or that. The kids just know. And the kids know if they're a low reader or a high reader, or if they're good at math or they're bad at math. Mm-hmm. Like, they are self-aware enough to know.
Yes.
So I do Winning Wednesdays, and I do sometimes level off my students because I might need to teach fractions to this lower group, whereas with my higher group, I can actually give them an extension lesson.
Yes.
Well, you know, my kids they obviously picked up on it. They're like, I don't want to come to your table. I'm not in the slow group. I said, it's not the slow group. Stop calling it that.
Yes.
So then I've had to mix and mingle them in with each other. And sometimes it is a challenge for your higher kids to work with your lower kids.
Yes.
Because they get bored, or mm-hmm. either the lower kid gets frustrated. So I can see where this teacher was excited about this moment that took place.
That's good. I'm trying to teach my students with the teaching thing. I'm trying to teach them that now because I do have, you know, we've talked about it a lot that a lot of, you know, my students are not on grade level, but I do have some who are on grade level. So I, you know, we were doing an escape the room right before break, and I had some kids help the other kids, and I was just like, well, don't tell them what to do. Don't do it for them. Tell them what they need to do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want you to go over there and be on their Chromebook and clicking away just so they get it. They need to see what to do. Walk them through it. Be, you know, teach them what they need to do, because if you do it for them, they're never going to get it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I tell mine too. They're like, can I help so and so? I'm like, help, don't give the answers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference.
Yes. 100%. Well, I hope that is a breakthrough for that student, because all they need is just the time to see that they can do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and they need somebody to believe in them, and they need their own peers to believe in them. It's not enough these days for a teacher to believe in you, you know?
Mm-mm.
And I understand, like, eighth grade's a hard year, and kids are just plain right mean. And mm-hmm. eighth grade's one of the toughest years where kids are being mean because they have their own insecurities.
Yeah.
And eighth grade's just one of those awkward years, seventh grade as well. But, you know, if you do have a teen kid, like, I hope that, you know, we're instilling in them that it's okay to support your peers and to cheer them on just like your teachers cheer you on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's why I do the affirmations at the start of every single one of my classes. Like, and I tell the kids, like, if you don't want to participate, like, that's completely fine, man. You don't have to. But, like, I'm trying to get you started for this good learning that you're about to get. And I even do it with the girls, too, because specifically my bigger twin, if she don't get something right the first time, it is like World War IV in that child's mind. She's like, I didn't do it right. Ah! And she's like flipping out. Like, I just started letting them make their beds in the morning because honestly, I'm tired of doing it. And you're mm-hmm. about to be six. So we need to roll this out, baby. You need to get it in. So this morning she was like throwing a whole entire hissy fit. Like, just, it's not perfect. I can't do it. I said, we've talked about this plenty of times. When you're learning how to do something new, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
And you just have to keep trying. She was like, okay. So right before I put her to bed, I said, what are we going to do when we get up in the morning? I'm going to make my bed. I said, is it going to be perfect? She said, no. I said, but what are you going to do? I'm going to try.
Good job. You know, look at her.
I'm out here just trying to change lives, you know? Just, you know. Make my children some better knowledge. People. You know, just doing a mother's job, you know?
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm not with you because all I got to do is raise one that has fur on it. And she's pretty good, so.
I love how you said one when you're raising two. Stop leaving Aiko out of this, okay? That's your child, too.
You know, she is. She is. She is.
That's your child, too.
Yep.
Love her.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Grime. All right, guys. We've gotten to our last story, and it goes a little something like this. Hello. I'm a first-year teacher, and I love your podcast. Thank you for entering this profession. We're happy to have you. Mm-hmm. I binged your whole series in like a week. Wow. Okay. That's dedication.
It's a lot of content.
Yeah, because some of our episodes are like close to an hour and a half. So kudos to you. Boop-boop-boop-boop-pew. I love the educational tie-ins you have in each case. Oftentimes, I will praise my students and call them estudiante estrellas. I love that. They have no clue what it meant for the longest time, but now they are excited to be called it. Oh, I love that. I listen on Spotify and sadly cannot leave a review, but I'd love to be a star student someday. I thank you so much for your review. This gold star's for you. Bing.
That was your moment right there, girl. Thank you. Pew, 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 pew. Pew, 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 pew. That really sucks. Spotify, get better. It's 2023.
Yeah, I really don't understand why Spotify. What is that? Yep. What was that? That was word vomit.
Don't know.
That's how I feel about going back to work tomorrow. I can't get my life together.
Yeah,
Spotify really needs to get it together. I get the stars, but like the people have spoken. They want to say the things. Let them say the things.
They do.
Oh, we're starting with this is a chilling story, y'all. Oh my gosh. Hold on to your butts. I have a chilling story for you. I'm an autistic and emotional support teacher at a public school in a small rural town. During the first week of school, I was doing activities to get to know my students. Icebreakers, so to speak, I would think. I asked one boy, let's call him Manny, what he wanted to be when he grew up. And as a seventh grader, you would think of the common answers. Athlete, gamer, doctor, business person. I kid you not. This 12-year-old tells me with no emotion that he wants to be a serial killer when he grows up.
That is terrifying.
How do you know you want to murder people at 12 years old?
We've covered worse.
That's horrific. Mm-hmm. I
really hope this kid's in therapy. Like,
I don't even know what I would have done with that information. Like, how do you come back from that? You know?
Yep. How do you spin that in a positive manner?
I would have been like, oh, so like you want to eat a lot of cereal? That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you be killing that cereal. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, right?
Lucky Charms.
Yeah. All, you know, magically delicious, right? Yeah.
That's really disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I go straight to admin to discuss this because y'all, I am terrified. As you can see, we are terrified for you as well. Admin said they would watch him and that he most likely plays violent video games at home. However, the next day, the prompt was, what is one word to describe you? His response, violent.
I have some follow-up questions. Does he have friends? Does he sit alone? Have you done a parent conference?
Yeah, that was my first thing.
Because have you done a counselor referral?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That baby needs to be followed. He needs help.
Yep.
Because I don't want to see him on an episode of Teachers Who Talk Crime. I really don't.
Podcast.
Wow. I have documented everything, but not going to lie, I'm still nervous to be in a room with him at times.
I would never be alone with him.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
And I would also like to say, just at the end of the school year, just let us know how everything went.
Yeah.
And maybe
you still have 6 months with this baby.
Yeah. And maybe he was trying to be hee hee ha ha funny, but it's not hee hee ha ha funny. So, yeah. We're going to be thinking about you, girl.
And, you know, there is something to say about those violent video games. And I know that they've done studies and blah, blah, blah. And it mm-hmm. does, like, release endorphins in your brains and all of these things. And they've blamed, like, teen actions on these games. You know, Casey, my niece, 3-year-old niece, came to stay with me and James this past week. We had her for a whole week. And James likes to play war games. James is also a 34-year-old man.
Yes.
Okay. And so I was going to take a shower. So Casey was instructed to go downstairs and spend time with Mr. James.
Is that what she calls him?
Yeah, but she says it like he's her boss, Mr. James. And he made a comment over Christmas break. He was like, you get to be BB, she gets to be Yee Yee, she gets to be Say Say, he gets to be Pop Pop. I'm just Mr. James.
I'm crying.
That's what she calls him. And she says it just like that.
Mr. James.
Mr. James. And she is holding a pretend gun like this with her fingers, like she's making a gun with her fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
And James is playing his video game, and she's like calling out, one's over there, one's over there, get him, get him, get him. Well, that goes on for like maybe about 8 minutes, and then James turns it off. But we take Casey with us back down to the beach for my dad's wedding, Daddy Doja's wedding, and we're talking about her week with us and whatever. And she looks at her mom. She goes, Mr. James plays the killing people games.
Oh, wow.
And Mary went, what?
Oh, wow.
And he was like, I turned it off, though. Like, you know, like, I didn't, like, play it for long. And yeah. She's like, Case. She goes, don't worry, Mom. I don't want to play those games.
I mean, at least she knows.
At least she knows at 3 years old. Yeah. I'm telling you, like, but, you know, it's already, like, crazy that at three, you know, she was like, yeah, Mr. James likes to kill people on his games. Mm. I don't know. It was weird. Like, not weird because we knew that we didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, she knew it was a game. But some of these kids don't know how to separate reality from, you know, game life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the girls are 5, and like when they hear spooky music, they like put their hands over their ears. Like, they don't like anything like that. Like, I think we were watching something. I can't remember what it was at my parents' house. And it wasn't scary, but, like, it had, like, you know, the spooky, like, thriller music in the background. She was like, you were watching scary things at Nana and Pop-Pops, and I don't like that. And I was like, okay.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's fine.
You don't like it? Cool. You can be a punk just like your mom. It's fine. Oh, man.
Mm-mm. Oh. So, yeah, I do think that this girl's going to be Googling that kid for the rest of her life just to kind of, like, see.
Yeah, that's definitely a yikes on tikes on bikes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that was the last story for you guys. We really encourage you to keep sending us stories. We have enough stories in our box right now for one more teacher episode as of now.
Mm-hmm.
So we would love for this to become a monthly thing. But right now we just don't have enough. Like, we have one more to make episode 3. If you guys can send us some stories, ask your coworkers for their stories. That would be wonderful. And, you know, you can always email us those.
Yes. Make sure you email them, please.
TeachersTalkCrimePodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that you have a great 2023.
Yes. Have a great, you know, our teachers going back to school. I go back to school tomorrow. We're literally recording this on Monday. As soon as we're done, I'm literally going to edit this episode. And it's going to be put on so you guys can listen to it on your ways to work tomorrow. Even though Brooke doesn't have work tomorrow. Like, what is up with that? I don't understand.
Well, I go back the very next day.
It doesn't matter. I go back tomorrow. Tomorrow. I don't love ya. Tomorrow. It's only a day away.
That it is.
Yeah.
That it is.
Wow.
So, we will also have an episode for you guys on Friday because it is a full moon.
Yes, it is. And we, like we said, we're not doing the toenails no more. We're doing full moons. The whole thing is up in the sky. So you're going to get those crazy stories and you're probably going to get some crazy students too.
Yup. And they're going to be back for Christmas vacation. So be prepared with your rules and procedures again because you already know they forgot them.
Take the time. Take the time because if you don't, you're going to regret it.
I know that I'm doing my job in January when one 8th grader always makes the comment about it's a new you. It's a new year. Miss Doja thinks it's a new her. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So sit in your seat and chill out.
So sit down, shut up. The teaching is about to begin. Okay.
Yeah. Ahora.
Yes. Yes. I'm so proud of you. That was so great. That was so great. You. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
Thank y'all so much for a great year. We know that this is going to be our year. We have some goals. We have things that are happening, and we're excited.
We are. So just stay tuned. You know, hope y'all had a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. It's just the beginning. So we look forward to continuing to grow with y'all. So,
yeah.
So as always, the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So we'll see you on Friday.
Yeah. I got a crazy one for you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she told me the title. It sounded a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but, you know, I'm just going to let her do her thing, and I'm just be here to say my thing, okay?
Bye.
Bye.